customer recently called me a serial killer. That's cereal with a C, not with an S. Look at America's staple food. Look at what we're eating. Your Cheerios, your Kellogg's, your various foods, right? It's a $41 billion industry, the cereal industry is. Today, I'm gonna tell you why you should consider smashing all your cereal boxes at home, crushing them in the safety of your own home, do it securely, be safe, but I'm gonna show you why you need to do that today. I'm John with Elite Nutrition. I've been nicknamed the Guru of Truth as a fun little nickname by some of my customers because I have a knack for cutting through the BS and letting you know what products work, what products don't work, and just exposing big food, big pharma, and their dirty little secret and their dirty little lies to try to get you on more drugs and more processed food, which is not a good thing. Do you think these cereals are healthy for you? Big food is telling you their version of the truth. Do you trust them? The big cereal companies of Kellogg's, General Mills, Post, they won't agree with me, but they have an obligation to their stockholders to sell more and more of the cereal and more of the product. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but these Cheerios right here, these Cheerios did not come from a Cheerio tree. And by the way, this is my little guy here. This is a little Kingston. He doesn't get Cheerios either. He gets real food. Today, I'm going to show you why we need to eat more of these natural eggs for breakfast as opposed to these cereals, these natural pasture-raised eggs, amazingly nutritious, delicious, unprocessed, and eat less of these processed cereals and grains, these dead food, no live enzymes, very little nutrition, no prebiotics, no probiotics, basically a dead food. Big food needs you to eat these to make money. They don't sell eggs. They don't sell apples, right? They even have these cute little Kellogg's carry case ones for travel. They got you all set up with that. But what I'm going to, in fact, propose to you is that next Halloween, instead of throwing these precious eggs at your neighbor's house, I'm going to propose that you take these grape nuts and chuck those at your neighbor's house, the unfriendly neighbor that you don't think too much of. In fact, maybe to get some weight to the throw, take your grape nuts and pack them into maybe these marshmallows. You don't want to hurt anybody or hurt the house, but you can pack these grape nuts right into the marshmallow to make a nice weight for the throw and get rid of your crappy food that way. There's no need to eat this stuff, and I'm going to show you why. But stay tuned. I'm also going to share with you for free a proven eating plan, a proven weight loss plan, a healthy eating plan to prevent disease, for healthy permanent weight loss. So stay tuned for that too. Recently at one of my stores, I was working with a woman who was struggling to lose that 20 pounds that she had put on over the years, kind of gradually. She was doing everything she was told. She was exercising. She was reducing calories. She was eating her whole wheat Special K. She specifically said she was eating Special K cereal. She loves cereal. Sometimes she eats cereal for breakfast. Sometimes it's for dinner. Sometimes it's as a snack, but she loves her cereal. But she was reducing calories and eating natural granola bars, but she was stuck at her weight. She wasn't losing any weight at all, despite doing everything she was told, right? I told her to forget all that. Get rid of the cereal boxes and granola bars. In fact, I told her to smash the boxes at home. It might be a releasing set point to get rid of that, right? Kind of like it reminds me in the movie, I don't know if you saw the movie Along Came Polly, where Jennifer Aniston, the character, hands Ben Stiller the knife to cut all his decor pillows from his ex-wife, because every day he'd have to set them out there, 20 pillows as decor for the bed, and then at night take them down and put them in their case. And he factored all the time that he was spending in a day putting them on, taking them off. And so she's like, free yourself of this. So that's the way I look at getting rid of your cereals and your grains and your dependency. Free yourself of all that. You don't need that. And I promise you, if you free yourself of these grains and these cereals, it's going to make a big difference. You're going to see a difference, and it's not going to take that long. This particular customer called me a cereal killer because she's attached to her cereals. And I thought that was pretty funny. And I thought that might be a good message for everyone out there about what's really going on with the big industry and how they're kind of manipulating us. But I told her to substitute her cereal and granola bars for eggs and meat, real food, and to make her sandwiches, wrap them in lettuce wraps. I told her to eat only real food, no grains. And I said she could eat as much as she wanted, but no processed food. Just you can eat as much as you want. There's no processed food. And you know what? Grains are a processed food. We're told like they're whole grains, whole wheat. No, it's still a processed food. It's not as processed, say, as a Twinkie, but it's still very processed, right? And guess what? She lost 10 pounds fairly quickly without even trying, without even reducing calories, just changing up her grains for meat, basically, when it came down to it. She didn't even reduce calories. Your grains always have to be processed. You can't go out in nature and grab whole wheat and take it home and cook it. You have to take it home and cook it and process it, right? You can't just eat that raw. So it's a myth that their grains are in their natural raw state. They have to be cooked and processed. And when you cook and process grains, because they have to be, it is a processed food, they are inflammatory. They are going to be inflammatory on all issues, whether it's autoimmune, disorders, heart disease, cancer, what have you, right? It's not great for GI issues either, whether it's IBS, Crohn's, acid reflux. They are acidic to the pH of the body. Fruit is not. Eggs are not. If it's non-organic, it's going to be full of pesticides, herbicides, and glyphosate. Glyphosate is what Roundup is. It's Monsanto's product. All your wheat is sprayed with Monsanto before harvest because it makes it drier, a better harvest. And this particular pesticide has been in the news a little bit lately. They spray this onto your oats, and I believe it's Cormaquat. Cormaquat is showing up in your oats products, Quaker Oats, high dosage. You don't want that in the body. It creates all kinds of toxicities, all kinds of problems. Cereal grains also spike your insulin. They spike your glucose. It's not great for diabetes or weight loss. They're high on the glycemic index. Your whole grain is, your Kellogg's, your Grape Nuts, it's all very high in the glycemic index. It makes it hard to lose weight. It makes your metabolism sluggish, right? Eggs don't spike your insulin. Eggs are loaded with nutrients, right? The miracle of an egg, it has high biotin, which is great for your hair. High in choline, a B vitamin, which prevents dementia, alive, real food. Eggs don't spike insulin, spike glucose. They make it easier to lose weight. They're not hard on GI issues, very easy to digest. And that's just talking about an egg. We could go into other foods as well that are natural, that are not going to have this kind of impact that cereal has on your body and at the cellular level, right? So don't fall for the big food BS that's out there, all their marketing. They're in a box with their marketing. They only sell you processed food. And in the case with cereal, they're literally in a box. Stay away from it. You don't need that food. They can only present and advertise foods that are processed, right? They don't sell apples. They don't sell broccoli. So they're really only going to market and advertise to you these products, various things for weight loss. And the ingredients in these are really quite pathetic, right? Honey Nut Cheerios, you got canola oil and or sunflower oil in here. Those are industrial seed oils, highly processed, pretty toxic to the body. All these cereals have high sugar. Even your Special K, which is supposed to be for weight loss, you got wheat gluten, rice, and sugar, high amounts of sugar, right? In your Raisin Bran, advertises healthy and fibrous and all this, right? You got whole grain wheat, you got raisins, you got wheat bran, you got sugar and brown sugar syrup, two sources of sugar. And then obviously with the marshmallows, that's all sugar, right? The food companies always play games with you too. They put in corn syrup, sugar, and dextrose. So the first three ingredients are just sugar. They're just different words for sugar. They're always manipulating you a little bit there with that sort of thing. And don't feed these processed foods to your kids as a staple food. Don't treat this as a staple food. Once in a while, sure. A snack, once in a while, you can keep in the cabinet or something, but don't make it a daily habit of eating this stuff. So let's say you're going on a little trip with Johnny, and little Johnny and his parents are going to go see the grandparents. You're taking a car trip, right? So in the car, you pack your canister of Swedish fish or Apple Jacks or animal crackers. A little canister for little Johnny to eat on the car ride. That sound familiar? How about just cutting up some oranges and bananas and grapes and apples and give him some real food? Give him some food that has live enzymes, real probiotics, real prebiotics, stuff that his body can use as fuel instead of this dead processed food with nothing live in it. This food is going to spike his insulin, spike his glucose. It'll eventually make little Johnny pudgy. It's going to, and provides really virtually no real nutrition, right? So I hope that's kind of helpful in breaking it down for you on why we need to reduce our cereals and our grains. It's not a raw, real food, doesn't provide much nutrients, creates all kinds of problems. And we just really need to eat more eggs and meat and fish and fruits and vegetables, more real food, right? And I'm also asking Kellogg's and General Mills, please don't take a hit out on me. I'm not just against cereals. I'm against all processed food. Profit is not everything, but good health is practically everything. Without good health, what do we really have, right? Okay, I promised you an eating plan. There's an eating plan you can pull up online. It's a structured, very easy to follow, fantastic research in here showing you what works, what doesn't work, and it kind of really sums it up for you. If weight loss is part of your goal, you're going to want to check out the Elite Nutrition Eating Plan. I've been helping customers lose weight successfully for over 30 years, to heal successfully for over 30 years, and I got this kind of down to a science, and I want to share it with you. And believe me when I tell you, Big Food does not want you to have this information. It does them no good because you're not going to be eating the processed foods. If you follow this eating plan, you'll start shedding the fat for good. And depending on where you're at in your journey, you'll start seeing results big time. It just depends on where you're at in your journey, how far along you are. But everyone starts seeing results very quickly, right? To get the plan for free, click the link in the description or go to plan.envitamins.com. So that's plan.envitamins.com to get your copy right there. And if you'd like to learn more about how Big Pharma and Big Food are lying to you, hit that subscribe button and the bell icon so we can notify you when we post. And please hit the like button and please share. Goodbye for now. Until next time. We'll see you.